is Real News Radio, exposing government corruption, defending our Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is Real News Radio with your host, Farron.
Where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation and lies of the mainstream corporate and puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. Got off to just a little bit of a rocky start there, but it is Saturday, August 25th, 2012. I'm alone in the studio. Brian's not going to be joining me today. He is at work. But we have got a lot of news and information to cover today. Former Marine picked up by the FBI over his Facebook post. We're going to start with that here shortly. Also coming up, record radiation found off of the coast of Japan. We've reported on that over and over. How about this? University of Colorado students allowed to carry guns. Hey, yay, pro-Second Amendment. One Mexican state bordering the U.S. was deadlier than all of Afghanistan. We're going to talk about that as well. And, hey, pro-Second Amendment, how about anti-Second Amendment? No ammo is the new gun control. We have a Carolyn McCarthy announced the plans for the Stop Online Ammunition Sales Act. We're going to be discussing that, and it's also Senator Frank Lautenberg. We'll be getting into that in the coming hours. Jobless claims in U.S. rise for the second week in a month to record highs. And how about this one? U.S. drones are targeting first responders in Pakistan. Hey, you won't see that on the Paul and Hannity show. Budget analysis projects $1.1 trillion federal deficit this year. Texas judge preparing for civil war if Obama is reelected. That's CBS News. So we got a lot of news and information to cover today. I'm not going to take any phone calls till I get all of this in. I got two clips that I've got to play today. One about banking that's posted on the Real News Radio, and another one about the kidnapped Marine, Brandon Robb. He was speaking out from his psych ward with Adam Kokesh. We're going to be getting into that after the first break. We'll be taking phone calls in the third hour, but probably not before. We've got a lot of news and information that I want to get in today. Also, I want to say, got a phone call yesterday from a lady never spoke to before. Listens to the Real News Radio. Give me a call from the Troutman area. And I just want to say that not only did that make my day, it made my month and my year. I'm telling you what, there's people out there that are listening to broadcasts like this that are spreading the news and they're trying to wake up the masses to the lies of the mainstream, corporate-owned, propagandist, elite media. And they're concerned about this country's future. And I want to say a special thanks. She knows who she is, and hopefully she's out in her flower garden. It's a beautiful day here in the bootlicker state of the New World Order, North Carolina. So hang in tight. If you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting down, you might want to lay down, because there's a lot of news and information coming up in the next 3 hours that you won't see anywhere else except on the realnewsradio.com and republicbroadcasting.org. The video I'm going to play is posted on Brian's website, alternativemedia.org. Stay with me. Back in moments.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Real News Radio Fair and in the studio, and this is radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. Now, to get started on this story, former Marine picked up by the FBI over his Facebook post. This is Business Insider from August 19th, 2012. A former U.S. Marine who accused the government of lying about 9/11 and spoke of the revolution on Facebook was detained on Friday night. According to Brandon Robb's mother, authorities from the FBI, Secret Service, and Chesterfield County Police Department came to their door, questioned Robb about his Facebook post, which are critical of the official story regarding 9/11, and referred to starting a revolution. Then they handcuffed him and placed him in the Chesterfield Police Department squad car before taking him directly to John Randolph Psychiatric Hospital in Hopewell, Virginia. Welcome to America with the K. If you dare question the fairy tale version of the government story of 9/11, if you dare to say, hey, the ballot box is not working, maybe there's other boxes that will make a change. The FBI, the Secret Service, and the police department come to your door, and they take you to a psychiatric ward. Now, I'm going to continue with the story because this was last week. Now, posted on therealnewsradio.com is what WTVR.com had to say about his Facebook post. They actually posted, this TV station posted what he had to say. And I'm going to read this for you now. The following text is from a copy of a Facebook post that Brandon Robb made in 2011. The text was given to CBS 6 by Robb's mother. America has lost itself. We have lost who we truly are. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. This is the land of Thomas Jefferson, the land of Benjamin Franklin, the land of Frederick Douglass. This is the land of Smedley Butler. It's the land of John F. Kennedy. This is the land of Martin Luther King. This is the land where the cowboy wins. This is the land where you can start from the bottom and get to the top. This is the land where, regardless of your race, you can succeed and build a better life if you and your family want to. This is the land where every race coexists peacefully. This is the land where justice wins. This is the land where liberty dwells. This is the land where freedom reigns. This is the land where we help the poor. The people help each other. This is the land where people beat racism. The Federal Reserve is wrong. They have designed a system based off greed and fear. They designed a system to crush middle class between taxes and inflation. This is wrong. It is unjust. It is wrong. We have allowed ourselves to be deceived and seduced by the powers of the printing press. It is not a good system. It discourages savings, the foundation for a stable economic activity. The Federal Reserve is artificially manipulating interest rates and creating phony economic data. This thing has deceived our entire nation. They created it in 1913. They also created the income tax in 1913. They encouraged the growth of debt so they can tax you on it. There is interest on the debt. Your government is in bed with these people. They want to enslave you to the government so they can control every aspect of your life. It is an empire based on lies. They operate out of greed and fear. There is a better way. It's called freedom. Freedom is called a lot of things, but there is a true meaning. It means very simply that you have the right to do whatever you want to as long as you're not infringing on the freedoms of other people. I firmly believe that God set America apart from other nations of the world. He saved a place where people could come to escape from bad systems of government. The system we have created works. It really works. There is evil going on all around the world. The United States was meant to lead the charge against injustice, but through our example, not our force. People do not respond to having liberty and freedom forced on them. Men and women follow courage. They follow leadership and courage. Our example has paved the way for people all around the world to change their forms of government. Force is not the way because liberty is a powerful concept. The idea that men can govern themselves is the basis for every just form of government. We cannot govern ourselves. We do not need to be governed. We can govern ourselves. We do not need to be governed by men who want to install a one-world banking system. These men have machine hearts, machine and unnatural hearts. They have blocked out the possibility of a better world. They fear human progress. They have monopolies on everything. This life can be free and beautiful. There are enough resources on this earth to support the world's population. There are enough resources on this earth to feed everyone. There is enough land for everyone to own their own land and farm and produce their own energy. These people have been hiding technology. There are ways to create power easily. There is technology that can provide free, cheap power for everyone. There are farming techniques that can feed the entire world. The Bill of Rights is being systematically dismantled. Men have spilled their blood for those rights. Your sons and daughters, your brothers and sisters, and America's best young men and women are losing their limbs. They're losing their lives. They're losing their hearts. They do not know what they're fighting for anymore. They are killing, and they do not know why. They have done some extraordinary acts. Their deeds go before them, but these wars are lies. These wars are lies. They deceive our entire nation with terrorism. They have gotten us to hand them our rights. Our rights. Men died for those rights. September 11th was an inside job. They blew up a third building in broad daylight, Building 7. Your leaders betrayed you. You elected an aristocracy. You are beholden to special interests. They are brainwashed through the Council on Foreign Relations. Your leaders are planning to merge the United States into a one-world banking system. They want to put a computer chip in you. These men have evil hearts. They have tricked you into supporting corporate fascism. We gave them the keys to our country, but we were not vigilant with our republic. There is hope, but we must take our republic back. Now that is what Brandon Robb wrote on his Facebook, and he was picked up by the FBI and his local police department. 1984 is 2012. The thought police are alive and well. You people are addicted to Facebook. The government is monitoring you. And they're willing to come and pick you up. Now, where was the gigantic protest about this gentleman being apprehended and detained? Now, I'm going to be playing the clip here after the next break, because I don't want to get caught in a break, of him being interviewed while he was in the psych ward. He's nuts. They put him in the crazy house. How dare you think that the Federal Reserve System is bad? How dare you speak out about your civil liberties? How dare you think for yourself and process the easy facts to consider that the government's version of 9/11 is nothing but bold-faced lies? How dare you question these wars of aggression? You must be insane. We must put you in the crazy house. I wonder if they put him in a straitjacket. People, this is where we're at in America. For God's sake, wake up. Please, wake up to what is happening to our country. It's not just Barack Obama, it's the whole corrupt system. Do you not understand? It's being done incrementally. We're being destroyed from within. The inmates have taken over the asylum. But yet you people go on like nothing's wrong. You get that glassy look on your in your eyes and you say foolish things like, well, you know, if we can just get those Republicans in come November. My God, when people say that to me, I'm like, I'm in the house of lunatics. Where did the Republicans come rushing to save Brandon Robb? Now, a Hopewell Circuit Court judge has ordered that the Marine veteran detained over the anti-government Facebook post be released from a psychiatric hospital. CBS 6 News, Katie Beck said that Judge Alan Charette dismissed the case on Thursday against Brandon Robb. The judge said the original petition for Robb's detention contained no facts. It had no facts in it. In other words, there was no information on why Robb was even being detained. They don't need any information. The National Defense Authorization Act is the law of the land. Read sections 1021. Read sections 1022. It's all there. They have legislated us into slavery. Freedom is a nice word. You know, when you say it, it's kind of warm and fuzzy. Oh, how it makes you feel good. And you see the flag flying. You don't have any freedom, people. It's an illusion. They've stripped you of it. You only have what they want you to have and what they want you to believe you have. The judge said the detention contained no facts. In other words, there was no information on why he was even being held. And the judge deemed this violated his civil liberties. As a result, the judge ruled the government had no grounds to hold Robb. Beck said the judge is in the process of writing an order for Robb's release. He has been released from the hospital in Salem, Virginia, Thursday afternoon, and is headed home to Chesterfield. The decorated U.S. Marine veteran was questioned by FBI agents about his Facebook postings and then hauled away from his Chesterfield County home in handcuffs last Thursday. I'm telling you, people, it's a sad day in America. It's a sad day how many of you are asleep. It's a sad day how few of you will join the fight. And it's a sad day of how few of us stand up and try to fight for the rights of the rest of you that's too lily-livered and cowardly to stand up for yourself. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Real News Radio with Fan.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what? Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying an investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control? Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Back on the Real News Radio, Farron in the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, therealnewsradio.com. Go to therealnewsradio.com, sign up for the newsletter. It goes out each weekend, packed with all the news and information the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media dare not report. Special thanks to our lead researcher, Terry. What a great job she does. And this is Farron saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And I want to play this clip. This is Adam Kokesh interviewing Brandon Robb from the psych ward before he was released. This is posted on alternativemedia.org if you want to watch it in its, entirety. Here we go.
Brandon Robb at the John Randolph Medical Center in Hopewell, Virginia, near Richmond. And Brandon, there are so many people out here who are just dying to hear how you are doing. You're in protective custody in a psychological ward. Are you being treated all right? And everything is fine. You're not being put on any kind of medications or anything. That a lot of people are concerned that if you were sane when this ordeal started, they would do whatever it would take to get you out of your head by the time it was over.
No, any medication.
Well, let's hope it stays that way. So, Brandon, tell us, going back to what may have caused this, what do you think led to you being singled out? We know it was the FBI and the Secret Service quoting your Facebook page, but why do you think you were singled out here?
You know, I'm really not sure. I was very open with everything I had to say on my wall on Facebook. My heart has been, always will be, for the American people to peacefully secure their own destiny. That's truly what I care about.
But there was a unique combination of song lyrics and, I mean, anti-government sentiment that we certainly share with you here. Do you think there was anything in particular that tripped it? And what do you think this says about the government that has done this to you?
Well, it's interesting to me that our own government has watched Facebook in the first place.
No kidding.
That ought to raise some eyebrows. Cause a lot of good American citizens some concern, but... Can you state your question one more time?
Well, what do you think this says about the nature of government that we're dealing with? What do you think the lesson is that people should take away from this?
Government is like fire.
In the way that George Washington described it.
Yes, it's not eloquent, it's force.
Exactly. Now, you had a hearing earlier today, and this is what people are really dying to find out about. What was the outcome of this hearing?
Well, it's been on the news, basically. I have to stay here for another 30 days.
So, because someone in government saw your Facebook posts and came to the conclusion that you would be a threat to yourself or others, they were able to commit you against your will, where, as you told me, you had several just five-minute conversations with a couple of doctors and then a 15-minute hearing. And from that, they were able to make the determination legally in front of a judge with the cooperation of government that you should be removed from society for 30 days.
That's more or less true. The hearing might have been closer to 20, maybe 25 minutes, but that's pretty accurate, yes.
Well, kind of splitting hairs there, but we can all appreciate what you've gone through. And a lot of people are looking at this and hoping that you are not the first of many to have this experience. Do you think that this is like a glitch in the Matrix that should make us concerned more about the Matrix as a whole, or that this might be the start of a trend here?
Well, there's plenty of information for the American people to be concerned without me. If you study the rampant abuse of power from various federal agencies and what's going on with the increase in police state right now. And you look at it with an open mind, you can quickly see what's going on. It doesn't take a PhD to figure it out.
So what is your message for all the people that are in support of you, because they're inspired by the fact that I guess you were first on the list to be picked off? I mean, this really is unprecedented. To see that the federal government in its new snooping powers is using them to create the excuse through your mental health to remove you from society, to silence you, to shut you up. But fortunately, we're actually in the process, as we speak, of watching this backfire, as this is really serving as a teachable moment for the American freedom movement, for the nation as a whole, and really for the entire world as to where we are with the state of governments out of control today. What is the lesson that you want people to take away from this?
Well, it's half of the reason why I said what I said, just to prove the point. I'm not trying to give anybody a lesson. I just spoke the truth as I saw it.
All right, we're coming up on the break. The rest of that, if you want to watch it, post it on alternativemedia.org. You're listening to The Real News Radio with Farron. Stay with me, back in moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Real News Radio. This is Farron saying, if the powers that be assassinate me for exposing their tyranny, I want the last words. I say you here to be. I am a revolutionary. How about that? Brandon Robb, arrested, detained in a psych ward for almost a week for what he posted on his Facebook, which I read to you. Now, there may be other things he posted. There may be other things that was more inflammatory, but just from reading what we read, didn't sound like he was some nutcase out there just spouting off. Former Marine, decorated Marine. Everyone, the video, alternativemedia.org, pass that around to your friends. Make them aware of what's happened. I'm going to change it up just a little bit here. Now, you know, I love to talk about Nikola Tesla as often as I can. Most people completely unaware of him. This was on CNN this last week, of all places. At the dawn of the 20th century, Nikola Tesla wanted to save the world from fuel dependency. Now an internet cartoonist wants to save Tesla's last remaining laboratory as a tribute to the futuristic inventor. How about that? There's not a laboratory that's been made into a museum of Nikola Tesla. The structure, a 94-foot by 94-foot building, was located where Tesla hoped to develop wireless communications and clean, free energy for everyone. In the early 1900s, he moved his operation to Wardenclyffe Tower in New York in 1902, so named because of a 187-foot tower rising from the ground, as well as being sunk 120 feet in the ground. That was to be one of the great transmitters for his wireless energy dream. And it wasn't a dream, it was a fact. And he created it, it worked. I've got the greatest documentary film about Nikola Tesla. I've given it away free on this radio show before. Never seen it anywhere else. He built all of when he created something, he built it in miniature models, and they still exist, not in America, but in his museum in Yugoslavia. And it shows lights lighting up wirelessly, things hovering from electricity. It's amazing. It's amazing. Back to the story. The facility was lost a few years later due to debts Tesla racked up. And a huge tower was demolished in 1917 by the government. The site would ultimately become a Superfund location because of silver and candium toxicity in the ground after a photographic film company used it for nearly 48 years. It has now been cleaned up and is no longer harmful. Tesla died penniless in 1948. Currently, the building and surrounding land sit idle and are up for sale. Matthew Inman, the creator of web cartoon The Oatmeal, is joining forces with a nonprofit group, the Tesla Science Center, at Wardenclyffe to help preserve the facility as a science center and museum honoring the father of the electrical age. Tesla is an unsung hero, and there are very few monuments to him in the United States. I feel like that's something we need to fix, Inman said. I made a comic about Tesla on my site. It got the most likes on Facebook I've ever seen in my career. Combined the fact that I've got this army of Tesla fans and an experience and success with my other fundraiser, I feel like it was the ideal person to step in and take control. Inman's previous experience with the Indiegogo crowdfunding site stemmed from a potential lawsuit and his subsequent campaign to raise money for the National Wildlife Federation and American Cancer Society. This current effort, bluntly titled Let's Build Blank Blank Tesla Museum, exploded after it was launched, raising more than $750,000 within 5 days. It's topped over $792,000. You can look into that for yourself if you'd like to get involved. Tesla has been intentionally wiped from the history books. Most people, including school teachers and the rest, are completely unaware of him. I've talked to the patent office before about different things he patented that's disappeared off the shelf. He is one of the greatest heroes of science, and most people completely unaware of him. Look into that for yourself. Maybe coming up sometime we may give away another documentary film. The lady that I talked about in the first 5 minutes of the broadcast that I spoke to yesterday kind of gave me that itchy feeling that, you know, maybe we should do that again. Because you never know who's listening or how long or how it's affected people. All right, this is M from the Gulf Times. Radiation. Record radiation found off of Japan. Record levels of radiation were detected in fish caught within 20 kilometers of Japan's damaged Fukushima nuclear power station, news reports said yesterday. The operator of the Tokyo Electric Power Company said Tuesday it had found 25,800 becquerels per kilogram of radioactive cesium in Greenling. That's 258 times higher than the government safety standard. Fish in waters off the plant have been voluntarily restricted since the nuclear disaster at the plant. Fishing in the waters, I'm sorry. Which went into meltdown after March 2011. Less than a month after the start of the disaster, Tokyo Electric dumped more than 11,000 tons of wastewater containing radioactive substances into the Pacific Ocean. The previous record of radioactive contamination in fish was 18,700 becquerels per kilogram detected in cherry salmon caught in March, according to the fisheries agency. A Greenpeace Japan official said the government now needs to carry out a full investigation of radioactive contamination in a wide range of sea areas off of Fukushima, which has not been done yet. Couple that with what happened in the Gulf of Mexico with that oil spill that, you know, the microbes magically ate. And I dare say what's coming out of the ocean is probably maybe not the healthiest catch of the day. What do you think? But anyway, wanted to get that in today. I got a lot of news and information to cover today. And I got a video next hour I'm gonna play. Explains the banking system. I might play it every week. The great learned scholar Rob Caskey told me you have to beat him over the head with it. And you know, that brought to mind, I was thinking this week, I was having a discussion, as I often do, with sheep people. And I was thinking, you know, 4 years into this radio broadcast, I could almost count on my two hands the people I could probably depend on if it really went south in this area. And those of you that know you're part of, you're a finger on those two hands, I bet you can't count more than 10 people. And it really made me wonder. I mean, you know the ones that pay at some useless lip service, but I'm talking about the ones that really knows what's going on. And it made me wonder, you know, what are we really facing in America when we've got so many people? I mean, we've got a society in rapid decline. All you got to do is look around, and it's by design. And like I said last week, when Obama or Romney shows up, the people go out like a rock star, or, and you know, I hate to even use that term, I don't know, someone of good character, someone that should be looked up to, someone that should be admired, has shown up. But in my opinion, it's the exact opposite of that. When George W. Bush or Obama or any of these people show up, you should look at it as someone has shown up that is selling you out, in some cases a war criminal. You shouldn't line up and wait in line to give them worship or support. You should say, this person has shown up here is part of the machine that's selling out my children. They're the reason that my house is, I owe more on my house than it's worth. They're part of the ones that's made my manufacturing job disappear. But the people don't do that. The people can't connect the dots. Isn't that amazing? You know, I hear it in my good friend Jerry's voice when I talk to him, who I want. I've lost your number, Jerry. If you're out there, call me after the broadcast here at WDSO. I need to talk to you. But I hear it in people's voice like that I know is concerned, and they want to affect change. They can't wake up the masses. They can't wake up their neighbors. Even though you can show them irrefutable, undisputable proof. That's how strong the lie is. And then there's the ones that's even worse. They're the ones that you kind of wake up. You think they're awake. You think they're understanding what's going on. And then the next thing you know, they waffle back to the lie. Oh, how I've seen that one. How I've seen that one. Why? That's the power of the lie. The lie's a happy place. The truth's a sad place for a lot of people. Because they've believed the lie so long. They can't break free to the full truth. Now here's a story from Russia Today again. When you want truth in news, where do you go? You don't go to ABC. You don't even go to Fox News. No, 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 no. You go to republicbroadcasting.org. You go to Russia Today. You go to alternative media, alternativemedia.org. But you do not go to the mainstream media. The University of Colorado is allowing its students to carry concealed guns with them on campus. Yay, Colorado. As long as students are 21 and older and have a license to carry a weapon, they can bring guns with them to class, the bookstore, and other areas. The state Supreme Court in March ruled against a 1994 campus ban on firearms. Guns are still banned from sporting events and in dorm rooms on the Boulder campus, but students who insist on having a gun with them at all times are able to request graduate-level housing. The new rules have caused concern among a number of parents and students of the university who worry about their safety after gunman James Holmes shot 70 people in an Aurora theater this summer. How stupid are these people that believe that banning guns keeps criminals from having guns? My God. You know, gun bans don't keep criminals from having guns. Oh, you shot all them people, but that was against the rules. You're not supposed to have a gun. You broke the rules. That's what we're up against, people. We're up against some of the dumbest, dumbed down, moronic sheep people, I believe, in the history of the world here in America. This thought process that they have, where does it come from? How did they get to this point to where they think like that? I don't know. Thank God I'm not one of them. How about this? This was in this past week. One Mexican state bordering the U.S. was deadlier than all of the war in Afghanistan last year. Organized crime-related deaths in one Mexican border state during the first 9 months exceeded the number of Afghan civilians killed in roughly the same period in the war-torn Afghanistan. According to the Mexican government, from January through September of last year, 2,276 deaths were recorded in the Mexican state of Chihuahua, hope I said that right, which borders Texas and New Mexico. A November 2011 Congressional Research Service report states that over nearly the same period, 2,177 civilians were killed in Afghanistan. Now, how about this? You know, the great humanitarian, the federal government of the United States, that can't keep its big bully nose out of any little brush fire fight anywhere in the world to save the civilians. We've got to get involved to save the civilians. You know, when we know that that's not the case. If it was, wouldn't we have our army about halfway through Mexico right now? Wouldn't we be occupying Mexico to save those civilians? Wouldn't we be getting NATO involved and being passing United Nations resolutions? We've got to save those Mexican civilians that's getting killed down there by the drug cartels. Oh, no. No, not the United States of America, though, where our own federal government is arming the drug cartels through Fast and Furious. Only when they're ready to go over and try to rob some country of its natural resources are we willing to get involved. Neither party, Republicans nor the Democrats, will do anything other than pay useless lip service to securing the southern border. At the same time, while telling you to be scared to death, the terrorists are going to get you. We've got to pass the Patriot Act and the Victory Act. We've got to take away your rights, you know. We're the big savior, keeping you safe from them terrorists. They won't secure the southern border, nor do they care that the drug cartels are indiscriminately just murdering civilians at will across the southern border and in America, on our side of the border, as I believe it was Jerry called in last week and was discussing. Isn't that interesting? While they frame everything else, getting involved in Libya, getting involved in Syria, we got to get involved in Iran because they're going to try to nuke Israel. We got to start a war to save the peace. We're willing to spend billions, trillions of money we don't have and laden you with debt for these humanitarian causes. But not across the southern border. It doesn't matter in Mexico. The civilians down there can be murdered by the drug cartels. Americans can be murdered by the drug cartels. And if the Border Patrol tries to do anything, they'll put them in jail. What a hypocrisy. And yet the people out there want to take part in the selection and trying to vote in the next sellout traitor to replace the last puppet over and over and over again. And what do we say here on the Rooney's Radio? Taking part, doing the same thing over and over, and expecting a different outcome is one of the definitions of insanity. And, you know, maybe that's what I do every Saturday. Maybe I take part in the definition of insanity because I come down here, I report the news, and I try to wake up the masses, and I hope it'll affect change. And I'm criticized beyond belief. And I'm darn sure not in it for the money, because there isn't any. I'm in it because my children's future is being sold out, has been sold out. These people won't wake up from the left-right paradigm. Our government's been hijacked. Our rights are disappearing. Our economy's in free fall. And if we want to affect change, we've got to wake up. Listening to the Real News Radio with Farron. Back in moments. Stay with me.
Calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back. Stop collection calls and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Purified water?
Check.
MREs?
14 cases? Check.
Seed bank? Seed bank?
No seed bank.
What do you mean, no seed bank?
Honey, it's just so confusing. I don't know which one to buy.
I met the Texas Ready Seed Lady at a gun show last weekend. Her Liberty Seed Banks blow everything else away.
Why do you say that?
Well, check out this brochure, which I kind of forgot to give you.
Oops.
Yeah, sorry. Look, here, they have over 75 varieties, which means that if something doesn't grow well this year, there's plenty of other stuff to fall back on.
Oh, hey, they have instruction manuals, too.
Exactly. Buy one.
Check.
Flashlights?
Check.
Batteries?
Check.
Box of dum-dum shells?
Check, check.
Yes, friends, you may order your Texas Ready Heirloom Seed Bank at texasready.net. That's texasready.net. Are you Texas ready?
Radio Farron in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist. I wanted to tell everyone, if you go to therealnewsradio.com and you check, click on the store, I sell a solar generator. This is an 1,800-watt solar generator with an inverter with 510 volt outlets. It's got a digital LED display. Tells you how much power's left in the battery. It comes with a 90-watt, 2-foot by 4-foot solar panel. And it also has a 12-volt adapter. We can actually do remotes here at the radio station with this. This is something that when it all goes south, everyone's going to need to have. So I bought one. There was no dealers in North Carolina. Decided to get involved with it. I don't spend a lot of time talking about it. Go to theroniesradio.com, click on the store, and you can check it out for yourself. We're trying to use that to support the radio show. We're going to be getting into it next hour. Texas judge preparing for civil war if Obama's reelected. We want to get that story in. Also, this was from Market Watch this week. After 4 years of college, many graduates are ending up in jobs that only require the ability to operate a cash register with a smile. After commencement, a growing number of young people say they have no choice but to take low-skill jobs, according to a survey released this week. And while 63% of Generation Y workers, those age 18 to 29, have a bachelor's degree, the majority of the jobs taken by graduates don't require one, according to an online survey of 500,000 young workers. Another survey by Rutgers University came to the same conclusion. Half of the graduates in the past 5 years say their jobs didn't require a 4-year degree, and only 20% said their first job was on their career path. Our society's most talented people are unable to find a job that gives them a decent income, says Cliff Zukin, a professor of political sciences and public policy at Rutgers. As a result, college graduates are finding themselves locked into lower-paid jobs. The shaky economy has forced many of them into a world of underemployment, says Katie Bardero, lead economist at PayScale. The starting salary for a graduate is $27,000, 10% less than 5 years ago, the Rutgers study found. Unlike those who graduated 5 years ago, Zukin said, the long-term expectations of this generation are not being met. Graduates must either face years of underemployment or go back to graduate school. Well, now, how about that? This by-design economic collapse brought to you by the Republicrats and the Democons, and our young people are paying the price. I don't know why the universities are not on fire with protest. Because it's only going to get worse, because everything the federal government does is to continue the decline of the economy. When they print more money, your money becomes less valuable. You think prices are going up, but it's really your money is less valuable. It's just like the price of gold is not going up when it takes more dollars to buy an ounce of gold. It's a reflection of how worthless your dollar is. We're going to be getting into some of this on the other side of the break. Not taking phone calls. Better get all this information in. Then we'll be taking phone calls. You're listening to the Real News Radio with Farron. Stay with me. Back in a moment.
Are you a